Ronnie Spector is part of the heart and soul of the 1960s, and she's never stopped. She was the leader of the Ronettes. The girl group, we'd say women's singing enterprise these days, gave us Baby I Love You and Be My Baby. And she helped turn rock and roll into a worldwide force. Ronnie Spector has a new album, Hits from British Artists from the 60s. It's called English Heart. Ronnie Spector joins us now from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, hi, Scott. You're welcome. I love being here.
Why did you want to do these songs?
Well, I was from the 60s and the British invasion. We were right over in England when the start of it all happened, when the Beatles weren't even in America yet, and the Rolling Stones, while opening act, you know. Mm-hmm. And it made me think, because when we went over there, we had so much love. I mean, we get off the plane and there are kids at Heathrow Airport. I was like, what? You know,
yeah.
I had that in America, but not at the airport. So when we got to the UK, it was... they treated us with such love and respect.
Do I have this right? I'd Much Rather Be With the Girls was always meant to be your song?
As a matter of fact, Keith Richards and Andrew Alden wrote that 50 years ago when they were touring with us. And at that time, girl groups were happening, you know? Mm-hmm. So they wrote a song, I'd Much Rather Be With the Boys. So I just changed it to I'd Much Rather Be With the Girls. After all the stuff I've been through with the guys, I mean, you know.
Here I am.
All about the music and going on stage and performing, and it was just the most exciting time for me anyway, because it was innocent. I remember having parties backstage if it was somebody's birthday, and we'd get the candles and then we'd get sodas, and that was our...
oh, that changed, didn't it, at some
point?
Well,
it did, unfortunately.
John Lennon showed you around in Britain?
Oh, he was a darling. He showed me, he took me to Carnaby Street, where they had the English boots for girls and T-boy shirts. And then at night, he'd take me to the hottest nightclub, him and George Harrison, because George Harrison was going out with my sister at the time. I remember this place, it was called the Elephant Club. And George called up and asked my sister to come on and meet him down there. And I'll never forget, we're sitting down at the club and they're playing all these records. And the Beatles, of course, didn't know all of the American records yet. And I remember George and I were singing Mockingbird, which was a big hit in the 60s. Mm-hmm. And because the guy would go mock and the girl would go king. And we did that all night. We look up and it's daylight, you know, in the club.
Oh, boy.
So we ran to George Harrison's house to have breakfast. And you know what was strange? George only had canned goods, ham and, you know, corn. I said, hey, yeah, then we finally went out to have a real breakfast, him and George and John and me and my sister.
Oh, so, my gosh, what a memory to have.
Yeah.
Well, we want to hear a new song.
Sure.
This is Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood.
Sometimes I find...
Where does this song come from?
Oh, for me, it came from my heart, because I felt that way so many times, you know, throughout my career. It was a lot of men, you know, especially in the 60s, that ruled the world, you know, the rock and roll world. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't want people for them to misunderstand me, you know?
Maybe.
I love what I do. I loved all the records I did, Be My Baby and Walking in the Rain. People always thought of me as this icon.
Icon? Yeah. Well,
yeah, I'm just a girl from Spanish Harlem that loves to perform and loves to sing and get up on stage and sing for the people and look at them. If there's a cute guy out there and he might wink at me, I'll wink back. And you know, this is what's missing from I think, artists today. Nobody's close up with the audience. I love getting personal.
So how do you feel about that title, the original bad girl of rock and roll.
Oh, I love it. You know, I do because I grew up like that. Yeah. And I used to watch the black girls walk with their cigarettes so cool, so street. And the Puerto Rican girls with the teased hair and the Chinese girls with the eyeliner. And it was just, it's all me. And the Ronettes, when we went on stage, we didn't have choreographers or anyone, you know, like today. I mean, got dancers and choreographers and makeup artists and entourage. And we had no one. My mother toured with us. That was it.
Oh, my.
Which was great. It kept a lot of boys away, so.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have a favorite song on this album?
How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? Because it's my life.
How can you mend this broken girl? How can a loser ever win? Please help me mend my broken heart and let me live again.
I love the beginning of my life when I was making these big hit records and traveling the world, and then it was all taken away from me, and I my heart was broken because I couldn't perform on stage. I couldn't even go out.
it was taken away from you. But you mean marriage to what's-his-name and all that attention?
Well, yeah, but I don't like talking about that. It was just, I couldn't do anything once I was married to him. I mean, we all know where he is.
Let's not be oblique. He is convicted of murder.
Yeah, but you have to remember, I met him when I was 17. Yeah. I was with Phil for 12 years. Of my young life, so I was very naive about a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know, I just didn't know. I don't think I knew what love was back then.
Well, how are you doing now?
You know something, Scott? I am so great. I feel like it's sort of the beginning for me. You know, you can start at any age, that feeling of now is my turn. I remember after the Beatles tour and the Rolling Stones being our opening act, they're my friends. Everybody was making the charts. Everybody was having hit record after hit record. And there I was sitting in a 23-room mansion with 5 servants and not knowing to do with any of it. I didn't even know what to do. You know, that's why I'm so thankful that I'm still here, you know, either to tell my stories or perform for the people. And I miss that most of all. Being in the recording studio and then taking it out to the audience, you know. Yeah. That was my life. And it still is.
It's right, it's right, it's right, so right to feel the way I do. Because I love you.
Ronnie Spector, her album, English Heart. Thanks so much for joining us.
Loved every minute.
I don't.